4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, and the Devils win this game 6-2.
Just wasn't the night for the Anaheim Ducks. Weren't able to sustain the pressure that was shown in the second and third periods of last night's game versus the Blue Shirts. You knew it wasn't going to get any easier. You had to sustain that momentum heading into tonight's game. Although they got on the board first, weren't able to sustain that pressure, and that's what happened. When you allow good teams to stay in it for too long, they're going to capitalize.
All right. We'll talk to you two nights from tonight from the UBS Arena against the Islanders, 3:30 California time, pregame, 4 o'clock play-by-play. We're going to go to a break so we can come back with Emerson and Alexis post-game show, and then we'll greet you from New York Islanders Hockey Home Arena. For Emerson here, I'll say goodnight. He'll join Alexis. Looking forward to hearing that. All ahead on DuckStream, powered by Tunic.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at anaheimducks.com/kidsclub to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey on TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks are still searching for their first win on this road trip out east, taking on the Metropolitan Division opponents as they fall tonight in New Jersey to the Devils, 6-2 the final. Alexis Downey joined by Emerson Edom here on the post-game show. Emmer, in what you saw from the Ducks tonight, not a consistent effort, and ultimately that would be some of their downfall.
Yeah, it look, you get excited that they get on the board first, but then you start to wait and wish and think what's going to come next over some mediocre first few shifts after their goal. Look, you got to sustain the pressure. Any time we're facing opposition that gets the goal first, they don't just stop. They don't just stall their foot movement and their progress up the ice. They just get hungrier and better. It's part of having that killer instinct here at the National Hockey League level. Well, the Anaheim Ducks failed to do that and continue on positive play after that goal. Look, that was a brilliant goal by Brock McGinn there, wasting no time, well-placed shot. But as you mentioned, as I've alluded to in this last point here, just not being able to sustain the solid play shown early on in this game.
And this New Jersey Devils team was hungry for a win after falling in their recent games, but that's exactly what they were able to do tonight, putting up a lot of goals in this one. So let's get to all the highlights now, starting in the first period. It was early, but Ross Johnston and Curtis McDermott wanted to get things going. 17:47 on the clock, dropped the mitts for a fight.
Oh boy, here we go.
We're going to have a scrap. Right near the blue line, and Ross Johnston for Anaheim gets the Dukes up, getting ready to get engaged, but neither one of the two are, and some right hands by the double combatant, Curtis McDermott. We know he can throw them. Ross Johnston lands a right in front of the Anaheim players' bench. McDermott fighting back. He's a tough guy, so is Ross Johnston. Lands a right hand, chopping lefts by McDermott. They're still going at it. The official's not yet ready to step in. They've been going at it now for about 30, 40 seconds. Right hand Johnston, right hand McDermott. They both fall down.
So, Emerson, in looking at that, I mean, with McDermott in the lineup, you got to think maybe that was part of the reason that Ross Johnston was in the lineup for the Ducks tonight.
Yeah, I got a hunch that that was the game plan for the Ducks coaching staff, and Ross Johnston wasting no time, right? It's not like he was waiting until 10 minutes to go in this hockey game to try to energize his team. Good on him for trying to get the troops going early, and I think that had a lot to do with the upcoming first goal of the game scored by Brock McGinn.
Certainly did. Yes, Brock McGinn, the one to get the first goal for the Ducks in this one. It was a great drop pass by Troy Terry on their way to the net.
Oh, a booming drive there by Stefan Nason, one-time Duck player who's found a home here. Puck played by Anaheim. A shot, score! And that's McGinn who fired it, and good for him. He's a hard worker. Great to have him on the hockey club. And he just shot one by the Jersey goaltender, Markstrom, to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead.
And Emerson, to be honest, I mean, seeing Brock McGinn get that goal, that was so big for him. I know after the offseason, his back surgery that he had, it was really good to see him get that first one.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I know all Ducks fans can agree. It hasn't been easy, just the recovery to that back injury and the surgery, as you mentioned. It hasn't been easy last year. And, you know, it's the National Hockey League level. It's the top level. It's one thing to be healthy and try to play at your best, but as you can imagine, when you get into injury trouble, you're in and out of the lineup. It just makes everything so much more complicated. But he's got a clear vision. He's got a clear mindset entering this season. And definitely a clean slate for Brock McGinn. It just seems like anytime the coaching staff rewards him with a bump up in play, he just gets better and better. And he had his moments in preseason, but he's just a whole different player. He looks confident out there, and he's doing a lot of things. I'll be honest that guys that are looked to on the second and first line need to be doing, and it's just a testament to how much positive he's brought to his play.
Well, certainly also a veteran in the NHL, that experience showing through in his play. The Ducks leading 1-0 after the first period, and it was the second period. It was all New Jersey, and it started on a goal from Jack Hughes.
Now Anaheim's goal is to touch it up and not let New Jersey get anything going offensively. An empty net as New Jersey will start from behind their own goal line. Carlson's out there with Fabry, along with Terry trying to stop this attack. Fowler's there. Puck centered in front, a shot! Deflected, they score, and a backhand shot.
And with Jack Hughes getting that first goal, Emmer, I mean, that one came early, and it was on a delayed penalty, too.
Yeah, and it's something that the Anaheim Ducks players, and a lot of them, can learn to follow through. This is an undersized Jack Hughes. He's not the biggest player. Any hockey fan across the league knows that, and he still follows through. He tracks towards the net, and if he doesn't have that hunger and that relentless presence on that one, he's not going to come close to finishing and just sliding that one home. So it's something that the Anaheim Ducks can learn from. An undersized player getting into the nitty-gritty areas and hammering those ones home. You'd like to just see that a little bit more. There's a lot of greasy goals. Look, if you're going to be a productive team in the National Hockey League when it comes to offensive production, you got to find many ways in order to put the puck in the back of the net. And I think that really describes how the New Jersey Devils played. Not only they put up six, but they put up six goals in different fashions. Two of them come with partial breakaways. You had a couple in tight, but just the variety of goals scored, there is a method to their game plan. The players executed it, and you'd just like to see a little bit more of that to being done by the Anaheim Ducks.
That's a great point there, Emerson. This next goal then, a former Duck, Stefan Nason. It started with a Ducks turnover, though, in the neutral zone that led to this goal.
And the Ducks will get it to center, and Zegras will shoot it in after colliding with Siegenthaler. Back the other way. Puck fired, a shot saved by Reimer there. Big right arm save. That's on Holla. Puck in front, a shot, they score! I'll tell you something, New Jersey earned that goal. They were all over the Anaheim, and it just didn't seem like the Ducks could get possession of the puck during that sequence, and it lasted a while. And the New Jersey Devils have grabbed a lead of 2-1.
So at that point in the second period, 2-1, they would add two more in that period. Nason and Cotter getting the last two, making it 4-1 in favor of New Jersey. And they just kept it going into the start of the third period. It was Nico Hischier getting his sixth goal in the last five games and his ninth on the season, just a minute 50 into the third period.
Puck is moved towards it, and a shot, they score. And that's Hischier all by himself, and his skating ability there just moved him away from the Anaheim defense that was there trying to protect their goaltender, Reimer, and that's a big one. Might have put it out of reach for good. Now it's 5-1 New Jersey.
And Emerson there, just, I mean, Steve noted it, but the skating from Hischier on that goal was impressive.
Yeah, it really was. Quick shot, and it goes to show you look at Jack Hughes, the goal he scored early in the game, what led to and everything that transpired. Nice passing play leading to that one. Just there was a game plan that was so well executed, and this is what Anaheim faced up. Heading into this game, you had Stefan Nason. He had a couple tallies, of course, tonight, but he entered the game with 9 points in 11 games. He had a point a game, Nico Hischier. He had 11 and 11. You had Timo Meier, who is having quite the season here to start. It hasn't always been easy for Timo Meier here in Jersey, but he's having a really good year, 10 points in 11 games heading into this game tonight. And you had Jesper Bratt, 11 points in 11 games. That's the amount of firepower offensively that this Anaheim Duck team had to go against. And just to provide clarity and context, you had Troy Terry, 6 points in seven games heading into this game here tonight, and Leo Carlson, 5 points in seven games, right? So you're continuously dealing with high productive players in the opposition. We saw that in how many players were at least a point a game or more on the Ranger team. This is not going to continue to get easier and easier. It's just going to get harder and harder. These teams know how to pass the puck. They know how to be on the same page offensively. I mentioned live during at some portion of the game, just the amount of assertiveness to find the dead spots in the offensive zone. These teams fight for those spots, and you just want to see the Ducks have that relentless mentality, fight to get open, find those dead spots, and get open for the puck
passer.
Maybe a team that the Ducks can learn a bit from, as you were mentioning, Emerson, just in the way that they play and also just their offensive numbers and the powerhouse that they're are in New Jersey on that end. But the Ducks were able to get one more goal in this one. This one coming from Ryan Strome, and it was a great passing play with Cam Fowler and Cutter Gauthier.
Get a pass in front of the net, and it's played out in a high slot. Nothing developed there for New Jersey. Here is Gauthier in front of the net. A shot, score for Ryan Strome. And that was a very nice three-way passing combination. The Ducks get their second goal of the game and have cut the lead to 5-2.
So 5-2 at that point in the game. One more from Eric Halla. That would solidify the win for the New Jersey Devils. Emerson, I mean, a lot in this game that I think, and last night's game now, that the Ducks can take and look ahead to this game against the Islanders on Tuesday. But what were some of the key points for you, some of your main takeaways that maybe that just needs improved by Tuesday?
Yeah, it's adding even more pressure to guys that are counted on to score goals and have a solid offensive output. That's Trevor Zegras. He's clearly got more in the tank. He was bumped up to that first line there, trying to get him going. It's not that he played bad. I thought he played good in spurts, but good certainly isn't good enough right now. This Ducks team dropped the last two. Look, they're looking for guys that can just get it done. And Ryan Strome, he's a guy that came into this game not on the first line. He was a guy that just continues to play solid hockey. And no matter if he's on lines one, two, or three, he's not worried about it. He is making up for maybe some of the other players on this Ducks roster that are struggling, trying to cook up anything offensively. Ryan Strome, at least starting out this game, centering Ross Johnson and Brock McGinn, and he was kind of tossed around there late, found some ice time on other lines. But, I mean, he's a guy that we could be honest with, just this conversation of guys needing to step up to the plate. I mean, he is really a guy that has maximized his opportunity. Starting on fourth line, has a big-time game here tonight, and that's just what it is. No matter what line you're on in that particular game, you're trying to get bumped up. You're trying to get more ice time. And how you do that is through hard work, relentless play. And that's what Ryan Strome is bringing to the last couple games.
And we've needed him for the Anaheim Ducks through these last couple games, certainly. Emmer, I want to read you. We did get a text specifically for you asking to explain what cross-checking is.
Well, cross-checking is when you have two hands on your stick, and you'll notice a perfect description is when the referee, when he's making the call, he'll have a motion in which he is really pretending to hold a stick, and he drives his forearms, his hands through in a direct manner. But that's what it is. If you have two hands on your stick, and that stick starts a little bit closer to your body, there's that pressure or the player right in front of you, and you proceed to have the motion with two hands on your stick pushing outwards, that would be deemed a cross-check. Obviously, certain times a cross-checking will be a little bit more assertive than others. Sometimes they're softer, but oftentimes when a cross-checking call is made, that force going forward with the two hands on your stick, it's one thrown in high velocity, because really only a cross-check is called when that player is thrown to the ice or you can really see their forward progress transpire after that push-forward motion.
And good news for the Ducks is they didn't have any cross-checking penalties in this game here tonight. But one more thing for you, Emmer. Also, you got some love and a message from Anthony Tarquinto, who I'm going to get to some of his thoughts and his texts on the other side of the break, but just wanted to make sure that as well. We're getting to your text, Anthony. But Emmer, I know you guys got to get to the island now, get set for that game on Tuesday against the Islanders. Hopefully get a good practice in tomorrow, too, for the team.
Yeah, well, we know, and there's the odds of Troy Terry being buzzing next game. I'm going to say those odds are going to be very high. He just continues to get it done. He's got the hot hand. So
look, it's just it's up for other players. Troy Terrio, I mean, we heard your interview with him. AD, it was a great interview, and he just said he's got a newfound mentality here for this year. He knows he's got to be the guy to lead this team in the right direction. You just need just more guys having that mentality and understanding, yeah, there's a lot of pressure to get it done. No excuses, just got to get it done.
No excuses. Yeah, I like that, Emmer. Well, we'll talk to you on Tuesday. Thanks again for joining us, and safe bus ride to the island.
I appreciate it, AD. Always fun here on the postgame show.
All right, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
All right, we're back with this post-game show. You just heard from Emerson before the break, breaking down this 6-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the New Jersey Devils here tonight. The second game of a back-to-back on their weekend. Two tough opponents and two really very different games, but also kind of one of the takeaways I've seen from both of the games yesterday and today. Just still looking for that consistent effort. I think that, you know, yesterday, tough first period for the Ducks. They really turned it on in the second and third period and had a solid effort. Today, a little bit of a different story. I think it was less of that consistent effort. You know, first period, they get the goal. Things start to fall apart. Second period was really rough for the Ducks overall. And then the third period, they kind of started to find their footing again and just have a bit more intensity in their play. Unfortunately, a little bit too late in this game. So, as I was talking before the break, we're going to get to the text line now. Anthony Tarquinto, I know I mentioned your name before the break, but let's get to your 3 points. Number one, where is Vetrano? Is he okay? He was rocking it this time last year. That's a great point. And something that, you know, we got to see more from him. And I think that's what also Emerson was alluding to before the break is just, it's been consistently, you know, Troy Terry, Leo Carlson, Ryan Strome, you know, through this first bit of the season. And when we go back to last season, I mean, Frank Vatrano was on fire in the early part of the year. Obviously, he would be the team's all-star as well. So, yeah, you know, we're hoping to see him net one. I mean, he still is waiting to get his first goal on the year. He only has 2 points. So, it's a matter of scoring for him, but it's also a matter of just finding his game a bit more. And we need it. We need the scoring because the Ducks are really struggling on that end through the last couple games. Number two on your points, dazzling puck handling on that goal by Stromer. He can score 25 this season, and I hope he does. He's looked great. I know Emerson was talking about him quite a bit and just the load that he's been carrying for this team early and how, you know, he started on the fourth line going into this game tonight. But it seemed like the lines were pretty fluid, you know, early in the game and also in that third period for the Ducks, which kind of interesting that the coaching staff did decide to change the lines as much as they did going into today. You know, that fourth line, Ross Johnson, Ryan Strome, and Brock McGinn to start the game. But yeah, Stromer was all over the ice in this one. You know, he came out with 2 points, a goal and an assist, 2 shots for him in this game. But good to see. I liked that goal. Really, really strong passing too. Just getting to the net, finding the right slot there. And I hope that, you know, there's more of that in the future for Stromer. And your last point, Zellweger looks more confident each shift. He's poised, not taking chances. Agreed. He has been... I highlighted him in the pregame show here today as my player spotlight, but he's been great. And, you know, I think that he has been someone that I had no doubt coming in into the year about because of what we saw from him last year. It's just he's so young. I mean, he's only 21 years old and he's a smaller guy, too, obviously. So he kind of has to make up for his play in different ways, you know, using his speed, not reaching because he doesn't have that length on certain plays. But I like that he has been very poised, like you said, not taking chances. And I'm looking here too to see his time on ice. I know I highlighted it in the second period of this game, but yeah, once again, he leads the team in total on ice time through this game. 25 shifts for him, 22 minutes of ice time. I think that also speaks to you know, just the work he put in the off season to be ready to play these long games, because for the longest time for the Ducks, it's always been Cam Fowler. Cam Fowler's been carrying that load, obviously getting, you know, the same amount of shifts, but not quite that same amount of ice time. And we also see Olin Zellweger on that top power play unit. So I like that from him. And, as a, you know, leading the power play is a good sign, and I think there's a lot more to come from him. We just want to see him maybe adding to the score sheet a little bit more too, just like he did last night. He had 3 shots on goal in this game here tonight, so good stuff by him. All right, another text that we have here. One word, ouch, frowny face. What a roller coaster of a game. First period fight, second period blah, and third period clawing back. Someone arrest that goalpost for absolute robbery on Cutter. Also on McTavish. I hope he gets a goal soon. He's been consistently shooting and deserves a point. Let's go, Ducks. Rest up. Cutter is someone that I feel like going into this game and seeing that chance he had, I'm like, oh, he's so close. When is he going to get his first goal? I think it's coming. I think we're going to see it soon. Like we've talked about, I mean, he's just looked more improved as the games go on. And after one period of play, after that first period, he had 4 shots on goal. He would end the night with 4 shots on goal, but he also got an assist in this one. So got a point on that end. So, you know, I think it's coming. We got to, I don't want to be patient. I want to see it soon, but yeah. And then to your point about it being a roller coaster of a game, it really was. And that's what we've been talking about. You know, that first period, great, great start by the Ducks. You know, they had that jump, and then after the goal, things just kind of fell apart. Really, second period, I think the second period was it was bad. It was really bad by the Ducks. I mean, only three shots on goal, giving up four goals in that one. They looked tired. They weren't skating. New Jersey was all over the ice, just all in the Ducks zone. Yeah, then the third period is, like we said, too little, too late. So another text that we have here, Red. Hello, Red from Buena Park. He said, the Speedy Devils blitzed a stationary Ducks team in the first and second. They weren't sharp at protecting the net front and left Reimer out to dry. The turning point in the game was the too many men on the ice penalty. On the positive, I like the shooting mentality of Zellweger, Gauthier, and Vetrano, but need to adapt that mentality early on. Some great points in here, Red. And I think that, you know, you talk about protecting the net front. That was something that was really noticeable on a couple of the Devils' goals. They were right at the net front. In particular, Nason's power play goal, just able to get it there. Cotter's goal right after that, not long after that at all, in the same area of the ice, right in the crease at the net front. And the Ducks just let him be. And you got to protect that area. I mean, that's simple hockey. Protect the net front. And the Ducks weren't doing that, especially in the second period. And then they, on the flip side of that, weren't getting to the net front for when they were taking those shots. I mean, the third period, finally, we saw a little bit more of that. But I go back to early in the season, and I actually thought that defensively the Ducks were doing a good job in front of their own net. But this was not the case here tonight. So looking to obviously change that around on Tuesday. And then that too many men on the ice penalty, you can't have those. I know that's a communication thing, but last year we had way too many, pun intended, of them. So hopefully no more of those this season. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up this post-game show talking about this Ducks and Devils game tonight.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
That's from the Garth catalog. We got it all.
Thunder
the music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove Station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn.
This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
We're back with this post-game show. We were talking about Frank Vetrano a little bit in the last segment, and I wanted to circle back to that because we did get a message asking about where has Frank Vetrano been. So I went back to last season at this point in the year. So tonight was his seventh game played. Obviously, he missed one game already this season due to the expected birth of his child, which congrats to the Vetrano family. They did have their baby girl. But going back to, you know, his numbers, I mentioned already at this point in the season to where he's at. So 2 points right now through seven games played, not getting a point here tonight. So last year through seven, well, through the first eight games of the season, we'll say, eight games played, eight total goals on that part. Two hat tricks from Vetrano. Through seven games played, he had five goals. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you just don't come into the season on a hot streak. And unfortunately, that's kind of what's happening for Vetrano. He's struggling to score. I mean, he's shooting, but struggling on that end. And, you know, in comparing to last season, it's tough, you know, watching him because you know what he's capable of. So I hope that he's able to net the first one. It's kind of a psychological thing, I think, in a sense, too. That's something that Emerson has kind of alluded to, you know, from the player perspective. Getting that first one on the season is such a relief. And once you do, I think they come a little easier. So once we do see that from Frank Vetrano, I'm not worried about it. I think we'll see plenty more from him this season. But in the meantime, it seems like his buddy Ryan Strome is kind of making up for some of that right now. A couple other things I want to talk about this game tonight. Some of the other stats from this one. The Ducks in the faceoff circle. I keep talking about it, but the faceoffs were bad tonight. 38% in the faceoff circle after a good showing yesterday against the Rangers. That one is tough to see. In particular, Leo Carlson, we got to do something about his faceoffs. 3 wins, 11 losses, 21% in faceoffs tonight. Not good numbers from Leo Carlson. He was also a -4 in this game, struggling on that end. But yeah, the faceoffs, they got to improve. To a more consistent basis. Just get that number up a little bit more because it's a big part. You're winning your faceoffs. You're probably getting pucks first, managing the puck a little bit better. So I think those two things kind of go hand in hand. And then some other stats from this one. Ended up being a little bit of a physical game. 20 hits in this one for the Ducks, 24 from the Devils. 17 giveaways by the Ducks in this game. And after two periods of play, there was 12. So the turnovers, they can't be happening at that rate because clearly that made a difference in this game here tonight. I alluded to that goal, the first one from Stefan Nason on a Ducks turnover. That one was in the neutral zone, just easy in for the Devils in this game. So that those are some other areas that, you know, I was looking at in terms of the stats. Also, on the end of Stefan Nason's second goal in this game for the Devils, you know, getting that power play goal. The Devils, we knew going into this one, the Devils have drawn the most power play opportunities, and they've also scored the most power play goals. So just adding to that lead as well. So the Ducks got to find a way to figure it out for this game on Tuesday, taking on the New York Islanders. And the Islanders, on the flip side, they've kind of struggled to score in some of their recent games, similar to the Ducks. So maybe something that the Ducks can take advantage of. Maybe not a great goaltending situation for the Islanders. So, you know, it's something that the team is going to have to regroup, get some rest tomorrow. I mean, they got to be tired after two games. But, you know, especially after we saw that effort in the final third period, they got to come out with that effort in this next game on Tuesday and stop playing from behind. You know, it's one of those things where They're down. It's late in the game. I like that they had that jump in the third period, but you know, you need to see it earlier in the game. And as Emerson was saying, apply more pressure early on, consistent. And I think that could certainly help them into that next one. So highly skilled teams that the Ducks have had to play in the last two games. And it's not going to get much easier with the Islanders on Tuesday. As the Islanders, I was looking at the stats here for the Metropolitan. They're middle of the pack, though. 3-3-2, 8 points in the Metropolitan, right behind the Washington Capitals. So that next game on Tuesday, it's a 4 o'clock start. Once again, we're having these early East Coast games. So we'll have the pregame show for you at 3:30 on Tuesday. And if you want to stick around and hear the replay of this Ducks and Devils game here tonight, you can listen to it after the break. Otherwise, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in for this post-game show. We'll see you on Tuesday, 3:30, for the pre-game show, Ducks taking on the Islanders.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mixed Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24-7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.